rikchi pa sengi di chena
mhm
ani tyu di ta tang ma del ta da tu su she sar ba
mhm
ta tak ba da ngwa bo yin ba tin de ngwi sung ge tu gi min do thong ye me do rig be tu ye tu ye min do ta tang ngwi te me be won tu thong se re
mhm
ta yin da ko chi da tang ngwi yo re s tyu di tak ba re ngwa bo re rang do tu ba re s tyu di
mhm
You said the tongue is around to a yoga rest, Gandares, and then another day, Southern da, Chuda, Luda, Ganga Yonaya, Gabri, you would kick it. Gabri Kigmare, they might get the caress in it, duty cook your it, Yarkandavinco, Yarka, duty cook your it. The unit kick your it, tongue move to the inner cook kick your maris. What the Indusan could do, Dagba. Tabare kole kyuyo maru, tuyelia. Yina kun rebu jigi ore. Mwabu rebu kun rebu jigi ore. Ani rawang do tubare. Tuyo korande. Kale chikla ta tijikla.
So then, in a previous chapter 9, we're on chapter 11 now, the Aryadeva refuted this idea of a self that is a permanent and is a functional thing, that now we're on a topic of time, on the topic of time. So then I think these are the Vaidantikas, I can't remember their names. Vaidantikas. So then the Vaidantika is a certain philosophical view. In the, in India, a philosophical view that's held in India. And so then the Vaidantika said, okay, so there isn't this kind of permanent functional thing that's called the self, fine. But there is something, you know, there are things that exist in that way, the permanent and, functional things, and that is time. Time is such a thing. We can understand that time is that way because in the summertime things start to grow, okay, in the winter they don't grow, and so then it's obvious that they need a certain time, and this shows you, because there's some time when they're not doing it, and then they need a time to do it, right? And so then they come up, and time acts as a cause, okay, and causes the and brings about this effect. The time itself is causeless. It's a permanent thing. It doesn't undergo change, but it acts as a permanent cause of everything, and I think that's it.
To neko duty de duty kora rang zemba shire rangoma
rangoma
zehure zestuba
zestuba
ko duyusun gimogo la deko kumare. Kurachena. Do some Yungo, Sada, Chuda, Meda, Lunda, Niman, Dawa, Sayad of Mida, Tindelke, Dogumare. Do some Yungo than Dogumare, Kurakura, Rangyatuba, Sayas Tuba, Sira, Temper Tuba, Rangsu Tuba, Shago, yes. And the duty in Debukanga Chigiore, Shindo Minkona, Miki Guna, Karina, Kuni, Guna, Nise Guna. Ganga tuji chigi yuesi yora. Tuji chiba bunai shi chi
sama. So then this time doesn't need to depend upon objects of the past, present, or future. It's not really connected to them. This is the Vaidantika speaking. Vaidantika is saying that it exists on its own, really. It's able to set itself up. It has some kind of independent, intrinsic existence to it. It doesn't need to depend on anything else. And it's, it's the creator of everything. Just everything. If you need to go to sleep, the time arrives, and time makes it, you know, makes that we fall asleep. When the time to get up arrives, time makes it that we are, you know, wake up, or the changes in the seasons. These are all created by this independent entity we call time, and so time is the creator. It's really the creator. That's what it is.
Oh yeah. Ta nangba je na ko tu se ya de takba chi yong xin ye yo ma re takba yong bi yo ma re tu de ro de ne tu de ngo bo da ma de ne tu se rang ge tu ba chi yo ma re be na ni ma de sha sha na ni ma sha re na wa ye se so ta ni ma sha re ni mo re se sha go re ta ni me we de pa me se na gu cha so na ta Sarus, Tembe Dures, Yabre. Mother, do you corang in Nimus, Semus, Chigiomare? Do you corang over till the Danny and it do, Shaura? Then a two to Jarres and Midus Ganga Chibang and Bachet, Mabu give to Bajamanguch and the Tat, do you pay to Jarre? Tis a cabore, Kuma Manguchabundu Sevora. Then over the Danny, do you say the Shabre? Mother, do you go around and get to the shed? Dig Ganga Suchi, you are my race. What is it?
So then, the Buddhist position is, you know, opposed to what the Vaitandika say. That, first of all, the Buddhists say that there is no such thing as permanent time. You couldn't have this permanent, unchanging time. And it also could not exist on its own, sort of self contained, separate from any of the objects of the past, present, and future. Time is really something that we impute to the change in objects. Like when the sun's shining and you know it's bright and sunny, then we say it's daytime. You know, then when it's dark, you know, and the night and the sun is going down, we say it's the night, you know. And then, for instance, we also, when people are, what do you say, you know, we say these are really bad times, you know, when people are disagreeing and fighting with each other, and there's a lot of wars, and people are stealing from each other. These are really bad times. Time is based on these, you know, what do we say? We call them, functional things or impermanent objects. Maybe you can say impermanent objects that we just are, impute time based on those, you know, those impermanent objects.
Sugdan shebas ni yora, suchi yor, what I want to do to Batrua. And the same day, I do to Tuba my English chicha yora. Sugda, same chair. Tinioco, Tinili tenny talk about something over chicha, tell him them into chisiora, so my English sheba, my again. No ying. Been a miso, Saracena. Luida, same ye. Nyamdo te ka kun never chile mi so se yara ko su a ma re she ba ma re na ngo bo re sha ge wa re wo din na shin che che ko tu de sem da mi cha wa che da da ngo bo ko ra ge zo bu ni ngo bo ni man da wa te zo le wa che da da ten de le ten ne da ge de min du chi se te ra su a ma re she ba ma re de min du chi sko ra ge tu ge sko ra ja ja ge Oh, yeah, you are my mumble seven nation. She ever done soon as she married. She and that's a ten in then they call me with Shakura.
So then, in general, there are two main categories for impermanent things, impermanent phenomena. There are physical things or we call them forms, really, but usually translate it that way. But you can think of it as things that are made up of atoms or particles. That's one category of impermanent things. Another category is things that are just not made up of physical particles. Mind, mental things. Mental is another category of impermanent things. And then there's a third category of impermanent things, and it's dependent upon those first two. It's just imputed based upon those first two. And we call them, it's a long name, but non-associated compositional factors. So, non-associated compositional means it's not mind, it's not matter, if you will. It's not really matter in Buddhist, you know. It's physical, you know, some kind of physical thing. And it's not immaterial thing like mind. It's something that's imputed based upon those. Like, for instance,
non-associated. Yeah.
That means not associated with those first two categories.
Right.
Compositional factor. Compositional just means that it's impermanent. It's composed of something, right? And so it's like the other things. It's a impermanent thing. You could say non-associated impermanent thing would be a little bit easier, I think. Make up our own term for this. And then, so anyway, Diana says, get going, move on. So then I get into translation every once in a while. But anyway, then Keshla was saying so then we say our life force, I guess it's really our vitality, some people translate it that way, our life force, okay? Life force is neither, or life, maybe? No, life force, I guess. There's another word for that kind of thing, but I can't think of it right now.
Jiva, prana, jiva.
Yeah, jiva is what it is. But anyway, our life force. Then it's neither really mind, nor is it body. It's something that we attribute to both the mind and body. So then attribute or impute to the mind and body that he's alive, or she's alive, that it has a life force. That mind and body has a life force. So and time is like that. We attribute it. It's a not associated impermanent thing. We impute it to impermanent things. Like it can be the body and mind, or it can be, you know, other things, impermanent things around us, or it's just something that we that's imputedly existent.
Oh, that one, that one. Due to noble ten, me, Chawachi, don't the Niman Dawada, Tidre, don't Changmuda, Tidre, go to some of the Yubu, does let ten, eh? And it to the Shago Yoda. Do you have what is me, Chuba Yabu, don't you buy it to do Jaris? Nazuganga Rusu, the Akasha, the Nazi, Shaker, and Yuchi, Shadiza, don't have the rest of it to see a shadow.
So then we time is something that that we then impute based upon impermanent objects, like if people are doing have very destructive actions and so forth, we say, oh, this is really a bad time, or we're all getting together and having this class and I'm explaining the teachings, this is time for class time. We impute it based upon the actions of human beings or objects and how they're and their transformation and change. We impute it based on those. The Buddhist viewpoint is that time is not some kind of creator that makes these things happen, right? Which is the Vedanta say like that.
loka kan dejwa
oh oh do na degira wa
ah ya
so then if we open up the open up the book here to try and figure out these verses on 227 is where we are
degira
wa konsa
ore ta dire dwa rabji chukji bara wa yani tu ga ba combat en bas tu temba chuba de ba ka ni ani de temba me ba kom ko yo ra
so then usually the title it says refuting truly existent time, but usually it's explained as refuting and then cultivating the lack, you know, what do you say, meditating on, or how, maybe meditating on, when you refute something, then you're meditating on the opposite, that there is no such thing as a truly existent time. So that's the title. There's no such a thing as truly existent. It's time that exists on its own, right?
Then
take a look at page 322. You'll notice there's an outline there. So then the commentator on these verses has made an outline saying that what we're refuting here is that time is substantially, 322, that time is substantially established by nature. That's the same as saying that it's truly existent, it exists intrinsically, it exists on its own. First of all, we're refuting a truly existent, I'm just going to use the word truly existent and not forget about all these. Well, I'll say substantially established too is another. But substantially established past or substantially established future. And so now we're starting out with refuting a substantially established future. No such thing as future, you know, that's something that's brought about based upon causes and that exists on its own, so, you know, without, you know, sort of independent of everything, and so that's where we've arrived here.
মানে মাওন বা নবো ইয়েবা নবা টেমা মাওন বা তে তাকবে নবো ইয়েবা লাসি গেরা মাওন বা তে তাকবে নবো ইয়েবা লয়া নবা টেমাস তেলে কোন জে লেন্স কেপ তে পা কায়াছে জেস টু না টু সুম দে জেস টু গুয়ো না টু দে মাওন বা দে জেস টু গুয়ো না তেনে দাদা হরে ন গরে সেগো জেস টু না দাদা হরে থাওয়া দা টু সুম গ জেস ইয়ো না মিদা বা মিসিবা টু সুম গ দেবা দাদা মাওন বা সুম গ
So then we're on this. Refuting means that there's a non-Buddhist position, okay, that we're negating. And so then we're showing the fallacies in the future being truly existent. And here, if you read on page 227, the assertion of the Vaidantikas and other proponents of permanent time is that though it is correct to admit that a permanent self does not exist, since it is, we already refuted the idea of some kind of a, So then Vedanta goes say as follows, though it is correct to admit that a permanent self, this is was in chapter 9, does not exist, since it is not established by either direct or inferential cognition, means it, that either through cognition that lacks any thought or through inferential cognition, means based on reason, you can't establish that there is such a thing as a permanent self. Permanent functional things are not non-existent. In their system, they assert something called a permanent functional thing. That the Buddhists don't have this idea of a permanent functional thing. There are impermanent functional things. So they're saying permanent functional things are not non-existent. They do exist. There is this permanent functional thing called time. Permanent time.
Do you dee? Talk about you ever to send shake door. Did there shoot down, lewd down, sabin, so you against the middle of Skiena? Shoot down, lewd down, middle of Sabin, you know. You go down, middle, so couple garden, make you a race, you are. Ringa gave or make it to us over it. The Indians uncle, Captain. Sada chudan sabin dozu yönen medo megi adi karesini düğü de çangı yoğma resi var, düğü de gülü kubu yoğma resi var. Megi ha renge ki var mekbe gülşen yöba çeyesu poğunu. Sada chudan lüden sabin kengen meyba gülşen çeye kubu yoğma resi. De çangı kabri kigimi dua seri. Gülşen çeye yöba de kotubu poğutubu resi var. Gülşengi poğutubu resi. Gülşen de karesini deyen düğü inşinsi. Do the Yarka Kunga and Joy that chicken day of Squarwa. Do the Jurese. Do some the neighbor and over at Zeta there, do Corante, do some the neighbor and over at Zeta there, Belloga, or around get to what you are, that's not a shame. Oh, they are do inch, do some the neighbor and over at Zeta there. Do this Yora. Zeta there, talk about his Yora. Oh, then it do say the co, Gaji, the Tangi, the Usambler sober. Oh, then the Mangbushi, low you to sour shit to good is. Oh, they love your shit, said those.
So then, if we read on, then it says, though water, manure, seeds, and so forth are present, one observes that sprouts, flowers, and the like are not produced at certain times, but are produced at others. From this, one can infer the presence of another cause, which is time. So that they're saying that if even you have all these causes assembled together, it's clear because sometimes they don't, you know, give rise to a sprout, and other times they do, that they need something else. It needs something else there, and that is this permanent thing called time. Though it is a permanent entity different from the functional things that exist in the three times, It is revealed in certain in terms of instants, moments, brief spans, and so forth. So you can, it's something that exists separate from, from other functional things, but it exists throughout the three times, and And it's only revealed in these moments when things don't happen, right? And suddenly, when, you know, and when the time for them to happen comes, then time is there to make them happen.
So then
the Buddhist position on this is stated in the answer here, that this is unacceptable. For if time or an entity different from functional things, it should be perceived, but it is not perceived. Just like when we're saying this is class time, right? Because we're all here and to listen, and then there's somebody here to explain. And so then we call that class time. If there wasn't anybody here to listen or to explain, then it wouldn't be class time. We wouldn't impute class time there. So he said this has already been refuted. And where has it been refuted? If we look on page 206, there's this verse that if you see in the bottom of 206 there, I think everybody's got the same page numbering, the assertion of the Vaidantikas and others, where it says, since time exists, functional things are seen to stop and start and stop. So that's the Vaidantika position that was just expressed, right? That because there's a lack of, when things aren't happening, okay, and then there's a time when things are happening. So then it's clear that time, this permanent, you know, independent entity, exists. And then the refutation of that is the next two lines, where it is, where it's saying, it is governed by other factors, thus it is also an effect. So then it has to because it's, you can't have permanent time because it's dependent upon other factors. Then once it's dependent upon other factors, then it's also going to produce an effect, and it also is an effect itself. So then you can't have this permanent time that's sort of separate from everything, that and creating things. So that's the reputation that he's referring to when that has already been refuted. So then, if we go to page 207 there and take a look at the verse 209, it says, this is, you know, a refutation of the idea of things being permanent. Permanent means that it doesn't undergo any change. So then causes and effects are not like that, that it stays as a cause and then suddenly becomes an effect, right? Suddenly something becomes the effect. The cause itself undergoes some kind of a transformation, and then that is the effect. Right, then it creates the effect through a process of transformation. So it says here, when a cause undergoes change, it becomes the cause of something else. So it's the process of cause and effect is the cause undergoing some change and then becoming the effect. Anything that undergoes change should not be called permanent. So you can't say that there's some kind of a permanent cause of anything, you know. A cause has to undergo a process of transformation, and then it's the effect arises.
Ani drebu diya kon gyura mengen shi kye kukure esi wara. Gyudan drebu nye di, drebu diyan gyura chene kye kye yone, gyu diyan gyura chene drebu kye kure. Gyun gyura chene, drebu yon gyura chene kye kure. Gyu takwan gyura mewa chikin drebu kye kye yone, drebu diya takwa chi kye kukure esi wara. Cheza dyu takwa kin drebu kye kurungu maare esi. Gyudan drebu nye, senyi mitin tongma esi. Gyu takwa che.
And then another refutation is for such idea of a permanent cause is on page 208, number 211. How can that which is produced by a permanent thing be impermanent? Okay, by a permanent thing be impermanent. Never are the two, cause and effect, seen to have incongruent characteristics. This is meaning that if the cause itself is undergoing a process of change, then it's going to give rise to an effect that also undergoes this process of constant process of transformation and becomes a cause of something else. So then you're never... you're never going to see incongruent characteristics of cause and effect, where the cause is permanent, and then the, or if you prefer, sometimes it's confusing to say permanent, say static, okay, and then non-static. What is really meant, okay, is static and non-static. So then, if the cause is static, then the effect, how could it possibly be non-static? Okay, it has to be static too, and so this kind of incongruent characteristics of cause and effect is never it can't be shown. You can't, you know, there's no proof of that. Or there's no way to show that that exists.
This one? Oh, that ngar ka sin be chis tin dis wang ni.
Oh, well that. Right.
Tela ma on be tu chun be tun do. Ma on be pum bo ko ne ka bar cha walas. Ta ma on ba se su chu ba. Ro ma on ba se chu ma on be tu de se chu ta ba yin ba ka ye ge tun do se ba. Ka ye chun ji li ya. Ma on be pum ba de shi le sha ne. Ani tel ba ka ba chi ni se ge ba. Ti na shi ni shi ni ta da wa da. Devalaya Pumbata Vichil Chani, and it says Truba that in the Bakari Insigdo.
No,
Tila Maumbe, two Sunday, Tundu Maumbe, Pumbakune, Gagbar Chavala, Tishin do Shany Lan Shaber Chow, Tada, the Maumba, New Tilia, Pumbata Vichil Shirsoni, and it Rawan to Truba than says Trubakari Insigdo.
So then, if we go back to page 227, we can see, and so then that has already been refuted, is what we just mentioned. Now, continue with this answer to the Vaidantikas. In this context, the refutation is made taking a future pot to represent future time. The same should be understood with respect to the other two times. Means that he's going to take a pot, okay? The example, the illustration of his refutation, that means Arya David's refutation is a future pot, and so then when we talk about the present time or the past time, it's also going to be pots that we're talking about. We're talking about pots, past pots. And present pots.
Oh yeah, that is your look at it.
Maum
pumla se, maum be pumbala se gera. Ta maum ba pumba se duza, pumbe junde siwa sera. Tanda pumba maya se, maum be satan luta chik soya to judus kanga tsani. Tanda pumba chujure de ora. Ta maum be pumba tela sera. Tanda maum barwa. Maum pumla tadarwe. Pumyu mayin deva mes, maombe pumbatilia, tanda pumba soya satan chikti, chukjetu zukanga tsone, kulega chiviora, tanda ko pumba maombarwa, pumba yungurwa, maombumlas, tadare pumyu mayin deva mes, tada ko tadare pumbatia maombarwa, yungurwa.
Young Yurwa,
Mombarwa. And then Debe Pumba, Mamba, the Shield Sanga Pumba de Tanda Young Yurwa. Mamba is a guardian. Tada Pumba, Mamba, two Telea. Tada Pumba, Mamba, Debe Pumba, Nivida, Mamba, Young Yurde is a guardian. That you know, Mamba de Rawang do Juba Tagba, Rawang do Juba. Do you some young over let's say loss of Yena? Ane maung be pumbwa ti negab na ya tada wa ta maung ba nyibu ti ya yue ko gure esi gwa re rawang tu chuba chi yungu yue na o di yue na ane tada we du su maung be du su tada wa ta maung be pumbwa nyi di yue cha na ane du sumga di du chik li yue nu gure esi gwa re
We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Yeah, technical difficulties or time out.
Okay, we're back.
Then, so...